Glad to welcome you to today's, or if you like, this evening's midweek service. I trust you've had a wonderful day. Tonight we are going to look at what I have titled Saved from God by God to God. Hallelujah. Let's start by looking at Romans 2, verse 5. It says, "But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God." Hallelujah. Saved from the wrath of God. Let's look at Romans 3, verse 23 to 25. I hope you have your pen, your writing pad, and your Bibles with you. Hallelujah. Romans 3, 23 to 25. I read, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood, through faith, to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed." Let's look at Romans 5, verse 1. "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look at Romans 1, verse 18. Hallelujah. Romans 1, verse 18 says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Let's check Nahum 1, verse 2. I think Nahum is after Micah in the Old Testament. Nahum 1, verse 2. Hallelujah. Yes, Nahum 1, verse 2 says, "God is jealous, and the Lord avenges and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries and reserves wrath for his enemies." Hallelujah. Let's go to Hebrews 10, verse 31. Glory to Jesus. Hebrews 10, verse 31. Hebrews 10, verse 31 says, "It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." Hallelujah. Let's check 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. Glory to Jesus. 1 Timothy 1, verse 15 says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Glory. Let's check Romans 3, verse 26. Romans, the book of Romans 3, verse 26. Romans 3, verse 26 says, "To demonstrate at the present time is righteousness. I might be just and justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. I said I've titled this message, Saved from God, by God to God. What have we been saved from God? From? We've been saved by God from the wrath to come. All believers have been saved by God from the wrath to come. Hallelujah. The day of God's wrath alludes to a judgment for eternal rewards. We'll see that in 2 Corinthians 1 verse 14. Let's open our Bible to 2 Corinthians 1 verse 14. It says, as also you have understood us in part, that we are your boast, as you also are ours, in the day of the Lord, what? Jesus. The book of Revelation describes the day of the Lord as an apocalyptic time of God's almighty wrath, which comes upon unbelievers. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah to him. What does wrath mean? Wrath involves action, while anger is a negative feeling that is expressed owing to an activity or event. Once anger escalates from feeling to action, anger becomes wrath. Hallelujah! No one can stand the wrath of God. And that is why the Bible says those who are saved, those who believe, those who have been redeemed and been saved from the wrath of God, which is to come. Hallelujah. We've been saved from the wrath of God, which is to come. Hallelujah. The Bible says, in time past, we were alienated from the life of God, being shut out of God's intimacy. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2 verse 2. Let's check it. Ephesians 2 verse 2 says, in which you once were walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the spirit who now works in the son of disobedience. In time passed, before we got born again, our manner of conversation was not pleasing to God, because we didn't have God at that time. We were cut off, shut out from his intimacy. Let's check Colossians 1 verse 21. Glory to Jesus. Colossians 1 21 says, and you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled. The word alienate is the word apolochio. It's a verb, which means to be shut out of one's intimacy. Glory to Jesus. Let's check Ephesians 4, verse 18. Ephesians 4, verse 18. Ephesians 4, verse 18 says, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of the heart. Speaking to unbelievers. Glory to Jesus. But the believers have been redeemed. The word redemption means apolutrosis in Greek. It refers to the deliverance of Christians from sin. The deliverance of humankind from his state of alienation from God has been accomplished through the death and resurrection of Christ. Let's check Romans 4, verse 25. Hallelujah. Romans 4, verse 25. Glory. So Jesus, it says, who was delivered up because of our offenses, is referring to Christ, and was raised because of our justification. Oh God. The Bible says it pleased God to bruise him, to deliver him for our offenses, so that in his death we could be justified. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Let's read 2 Corinthians 5 from verse 18 to 19. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 18 to 19. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 18 to 19. Glory to Jesus. I read, now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Reconciling. This is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Glory to Jesus. The word redemption is more worthy in the New Testament than in the Old. It is more worthy than in the New Testament than in the Old. Little wonder, before now, God had promised the people of Israel. Let's check Ezekiel 36. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. I was ready to do a lot of readings tonight. Ezekiel 36 from 26 to 27. I read. 36, 26 to 27 says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take away the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's check Ezekiel 19, 20. That says a similar thing. Ezekiel 19, verse 20. Glory to Jesus. It says, Ezekiel 11. I wanted to say, did I say 19? Ezekiel 11, 19 to 20. Ezekiel 11, 19 to 20 says, then I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within them, and take the stony heart of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God had promised to give a heart of flesh that they may walk in my statutes and keep my judgment and do them, so that I shall be their God, and they will be my people. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 8. Hebrews chapter 8, 6 to 13. Hebrews chapter 8, 6 to 13 says, but now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. Hallelujah. Better covenant on better promises. Hebrews 10, 16 to 23. Let's read Hebrews 10, 16 to 23. It says, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts and in their minds. I will write them. Not the words, not the laws written on stones, on tablets of stones. Hallelujah. But the ones written in our hearts are said in Romans 8. Hallelujah. This law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. 16 to 23. Then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I remember no more. I will never take into account their sins and their lawless deeds, their iniquities, no more, because I have justified them. God doing the justification, the saving from God to God. Saved from God by God to God. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah to him. I say the day of God's wrath alludes to a judgment for eternal rewards. Let's check 2 Corinthians 1 verse 14. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 1. Verse 14. It says, also you have understood in part that we are your boast, as you also are ours in the day of the Lord Jesus. The book of Revelation describes the day of the Lord as an apocalyptic time of God's almighty wrath, which comes upon unbelievers. Glory to Jesus, which comes upon unbelievers. But now that we've been saved by God, some Christians are still what we call Christian. Christian, not Christian. Because they follow a laid down rules. Hallelujah. Do's and don'ts. Believing in that, in doing that, they would be able to please God. What the Bible says, for by the works of the what? For by the law, no flesh. By the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified in his sight. Hallelujah. So as believers now, we have been saved. And also I remember a certain man, hallelujah, a Russian monk called Grigory Yefimovich. And a man too called Rasputin, self-proclaimed holy man. These guys were extremists. They took the grace of God to another extreme. They lacked moral discipline, especially sexually what? They were sexually unrestrained. They thought that since God has saved and he has saved to the uttermost, they can live this life, this new life, anyhow. But the Bible says in Galatians 5 verse 22 that Now that you live in the Spirit, ensure that you walk in the Spirit. Walk by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah to Him. It's interesting that as Christians, we are not to live this new life just anyhow. Hallelujah. We are not to live it the way we choose to live it, but we are to live it making deliberate effort to stand, making deliberate effort to forge ahead in this our sojourn here on earth. Hallelujah. God did not leave us to do this all alone after He has saved us from the wrath that is to come. He didn't do that, but He did something in Acts 1 verse 8. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Let's open our Bibles to Acts 1 verse 8. Acts 1 verse 8 says, as I read, I don't want to quote tonight, I want to read a lot of scriptural references. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. You shall receive power, dunamis, when the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, has come upon you. The Holy Spirit is available to help us live an eventful life in this wicked world. Hallelujah. That's what. Let's read Hebrews 13. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13. And I take verses 5 and 6. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Glory. Glory to Jesus. Let's read Galatians 5. Verse 25. Galatians 5. Verse 25. Hallelujah. I read. I've said that. I've quoted that part before. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. When you have an understanding of what power is, then it is easy for you because you have the Holy Spirit. The power you have received of the Holy Spirit is for service and witnessing to people. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. The Bible also says that in the last days, that's in 2 Timothy 3, 1 to 5, that in the last days there will come time of distress. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Hallelujah. But the Holy Spirit is there to ensure that we live a godly life. That we exemplify the fruit of the Spirit. The book of Matthew says, Matthew 5 verse 13 says, that place likens the believer to salt and to light. It says, you are the salt of the world. If salt is no longer seasoned, then it's good for nothing, but rather to be thrown out and be trampled underfoot by men. So you are the light of the world. Say, a house that is on the hill cannot be hidden. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's read that part. Matthew 5, verse 13. Glory to Jesus. Matthew 5, verse 13. It says, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Yes. It can't be hidden. Because everybody will say, because it's on the hill, it can be easily located. Glory to Jesus. Nor do they light a lamp and put a lamp rather and put it under a basket or bushel, but on lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Peradventure, we have some Christians that they are weak, they are sleeping, they are not walking in tandem with the word of God. This may due to challenges, they are their lowest help. They are depressed. They no longer enjoy life. Hallelujah. Well, I have this for you. The Bible says in Ephesians 5, let's open verse 14. Glory, that this is important for you to do. Ephesians 5, verse 14. Ephesians 5, verse 14 says, therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Glory. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. How? Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine in which is in dissipation, in which it is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Glory! Giving thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Walk in those power of the Spirit that you have received. Live in the capacity of the Spirit. Hallelujah. As Christians, in the things of God, be committed to the things of God. Be dedicated to the things of God, because you have been saved from the wrath that is to come. Because you have led by the Spirit of God, you are the children of God. Romans 8, 14 to 15. Hallelujah. Romans 8, 14 to 15 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage," look at that, "to fear again." The spirit of bondage again to fear, but you receive the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, "Father, my Father, Abba, Father." Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. The Bible rather has assured us in Romans 5:5, saying, Romans 5, chapter 5 says, "Now hope does not what? Disappoint." Hey, Lord, no, Lord. "Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, was given to us." Was given to us by the Holy Spirit that was given to us. Part payment. You've been sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. Hallelujah. Expecting, waiting for the redemption of our body. Purchase the possession. Hallelujah to him. Romans 8:10. "So if Christ is in you, your bodies are dead because of sin. Your spirits are alive." Why? "Because of righteousness." Glory. Because of righteousness. All the way it went. "Inasmuch therefore, as the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same nature, that through death he might destroy him who has the power of death." That is the devil. You see that in Hebrews 2. Verse 14. Hallelujah. God has saved us from the wrath to come. He has saved us from God by God to God, all to himself. Hallelujah. House is just to embrace the work of redemption and to what? Live a glorious life. Live an eventful life. You cannot afford to live as unbelievers. No, we can't. Because we are God's children. Before, the Bible says we were not a people of God, but now we are the people of God. Before, God had no mercy on us, but now he has what? Displayed his mercy to us. Hallelujah. Glory to him. He's worthy of all our praise. We should be thankful always for what God accomplished for us in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't be held down by the things of this world, by the trying period, by challenges, by problems. No. Rather, pick yourself up. Pick yourself up. Because your hope is not limited to this world. Paul said, if only in this world we have hope. If only here we have hope, then we are all men the most miserable. But our hope transcends here. It transcends here. The Bible says in Colossians 1, it says Christ is seated with God in heavenly places. He's seated at the right hand of God. And so it's when Christ, who is alive, shall appear, oh God, we shall appear with him in glory. Hope that transcends this world. We shall, not we may. Certainty and assurance. When Christ shall appear, we are waiting for the appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you do that in humility. Do that in perseverance. Do that in love. Do that in faithfulness. Do that in kindness. Do that in joy, unspeakable, full of glory. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. You have to dictate the pace as a Christian. You have to show the world what is embedded in you, the Holy Spirit of God. Little one, Jesus said, let your light so shine amongst the heathen, amongst the unbelievers, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Oh my God. You must be a pace-setter, a mentor as a Christian. You show them the right way to live. Hallelujah. Do not join them. Let them see you as someone that is different. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. What can we give back to God for all that he did for us in Christ Jesus? The most that we can do, that we can give back to him, the Bible says, it is thanksgiving. Thanksgiving to God for the unmerited favor. Hallelujah to him. Glory to him. He's worthy of all our praise. He's worthy of all our praise. Has your soul found rest in Christ alone? In Christ alone. Has it found rest? That is a question, I would perhaps say it's a rhetorical question. You know the answer. Glory to Jesus. And that ends our tonight's message. We thank God for His word, that we will not be hearers, but we be doers. And go back to check, and not only to check, but continue to live and to reign in life the way God would have you do. Hallelujah. Precious seed.